You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. In Richmond, appreciate you checking us out on 910 The Fan or 105.1 FM. We're streaming live all across the country on the free Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. And you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. It's Bish, Cakes, EB, and JP. That is the foursome. Mike Loxley, head coach of the Maryland Terrapins, is going to join us coming up at 9 o'clock. But let's head out to the Rude Guest Hotline right now and talk to Paul Dottino. He covers the Giants for WFAN in New York. Giants had a fun preseason. Got to see Jackson Dart thrive, their first-round pick. What's going on, Paul?
Hey, good to talk to you, fellas. How's everything?
Hey, man. Hey, doing great.
How much, you know, preseason here, everybody's convinced themselves that preseason means nothing. The Redskins won a Super Bowl when they went winless in the preseason. But it's exciting when you put up a lot of points. The Giants had a successful preseason. What is everybody saying about this year's Giants team?
Well, I think it's kind of a tale of two stories, fellas, to be honest with you. The people who are outside the building and haven't come here to watch Giants practice during the course of the offseason and then, you know, closely watch them during training camp, those people still have a lot of residue from the last couple of years where this team really struggled. And I think that's why the experts out there in Nevada seem to think that, you know, they'll be rather substantial underdogs in this game on Sunday. The people who have seen this team and have been up close and personal, and many of the national people like Brian Boldinger and Judy Batista, NFL Network, and Chris Sims, they've been here. And they're like, oh, yeah, the Giants are the upset special this week. Wow. Because they know this is 2025. This is not the Giants you've seen the last 2 years. And we already know a poor Giants team last year gave Washington fits twice. In fact, outplayed them in the first game. And now the Giants are a significantly better team. And I don't necessarily think the preseason stats mean anything. I think you just have to look at the talent on the roster. Some of the changes they've made also with the coaching situation where Kafka's calling the plays again like he did in 2022 when the Giants made the playoffs. This team is going to surprise a lot of people who have been closing their eyes and not visiting the facility.
Talking to Paul Dottino from FAN on the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in DMV. So you said significantly better. Where are they significantly better?
Well, you start with the defense and with the additions of Paulson Adebo, who was an outstanding corner. He was the top-rated free agent corner in the marketplace. You add in Javon Holland, who was one of probably the top two free agent safeties in the marketplace. So that should help them, you know, at least contain, if not plug, the horrible holes in the secondary that allowed so many big plays last year, which was really the biggest Achilles on the defense. The second biggest Achilles on the defense was the rush defense. Now, I can't tell you 100% that that's fixed yet, because in the preseason, I don't put a lot of stock in it. We know that Dexter Lawrence did not play during the preseason. He was a guy who was on load management because of the elbow injury last year, and so they held him out of games. He'll start playing, obviously, on Sunday. We think with the addition of Abdul Carter, the number one draft pick, we think with the signing of Chauncey Golston, who was an outstanding defensive end last year for the Cowboys, came into his own, and, you know, they couldn't afford him with their cap trouble, so the Giants stole him from within the division. Those two guys right off the bat make the front seven better. Then you add in a Robertson Harris, who has been unlocked by defensive line coach Andre Patterson, who is a huge fan of his, and told me when they signed him, he's like, "You ain't seen nothing yet from this guy. He's been in the league 5 or 6 years, and he's never been coached properly. I can get it out of him." This is the same guy who made Dexter Lawrence a dominant All-Pro, so I'm buying in. I just think that the defense is potentially top five in the NFL. Russell Wilson, obviously, is a tremendous upgrade over Daniel Jones. Neighbors in his second season. Theo Johnson in his second season. You're adding Scatterboo to the running game. And the Giants' offensive line right now, we're not sure if Andrew Thomas is going to play on Sunday or not. But it looks like the line is a lot deeper and seems to have kind of found its sea legs after going through a very, very rough season in 24. So I see it all around being a much better team.
How is Shane Bowen going to use Carter? Is he going to move him around, kind of like they did at Penn State? Or what do you expect from that, from Shane to
Looks as though he will have a number of snaps where he'll be on the field with Thibodeau and Burns together, all three of them as a threesome. In that instance, yeah, you'll see Carter move around a lot. He may be coming on the A gap, the B gap. He may be a shadow, a spy. He may be lining up next to Burns on one snap, or maybe next to Thibodeau on the other snap. Or who knows, maybe once or twice they might just drop him into coverage, because we know that he can handle running backs playing off-ball linebacker at Penn State until his last season there. So they can really do anything they want with him. He becomes the wild card. I don't necessarily know if he plays every snap right away. You know, I mean, even the guys who are workhorses on defense will play 80-85% of the snaps. I don't know if he's going to be right out of the box playing that many. They do like Micah McFadden, their other inside linebacker who plays next to Bobby Okereke. He had a career season last year, McFadden did, with over 100 tackles. But you are going to see a lot of Abdul Carter in a variety of situations.
Paul, you mentioned...
In fact, you might even see him line up a little bit at three technique. We've seen some of that, too, during training camp.
Paul, about a minute ago, you mentioned Scatterboo. How big is his role going to be in the offense? We know that the Giants liked what they saw out of Tyrone Tracy last year, but they didn't like the five fumbles. So what sort of breakdown do you see in that running back room?
Yeah, I think right now it's Tracy's job to lose. Scatterboo and Singletary are the two guys right behind him. Scatterboo, to me, is a very interesting guy because he plays like a power back, but he's not the biggest guy in the world. Now, his legs are very, very thick. He grinds and grinds and grinds and has a motor that's ridiculously hot. Catches the ball very well. Has much better moves and some slashes and cuts that people just don't give him credit for because they think of him more as a power style back. Has shown terrific hands coming out of the backfield. So I think at the beginning, with his propensity to be an outstanding short yardage back at Arizona State, and you probably know he ran for 21 touchdowns last year. So you get down near the goal line, I would think if the Giants have any common sense at all, he's going to be their goal line back. I mean, this is a team that's had a lot of trouble over the years of running the ball, you know, inside the five, either because the offensive line wasn't good enough or, you know, Barkley was hurt a lot when he was in the backfield and you just didn't get a lot of that pounding inside the deep red zone. I think that's where Scatterboo's role starts. Short yardage and on goal line. I think that's where you begin it. And then if things develop more and more after that, well, then you see if you expand it. But this is a guy who's got a real strong nose for the end zone.
Paul, what it seems like from afar that Dable's kind of in love with the potential of Jackson Dart. But, you know, you mentioned it. Wilson's a big upgrade over Daniel Jones, at least on paper. He's not the same guy he was 10 years ago, but as you mentioned, he can still throw the deep ball. Is he going to be tempted at any point if Russ struggles to go to the kid way earlier than people imagine? And I'm just wondering, from your perspective long-term, like, do you see Russ playing out 17 games there, or do you see a situation where eventually he moves on for Dart?
There's a lot of things to unpack there. I think the biggest issue for the Giants is this. Russell Wilson right now, although he still has an incredible deep ball, we know what all the numbers say from last year. He's one of the top three deep ball throwers in the NFL, and he hasn't lost the arm at all. He can still make every throw. We know his touchdown-interception ratio is terrific. But I think because of losing a step with his legs, all right, this is not the Russell Wilson who went to two Super Bowls with Seattle. Let's make that clear. I'm not walking past some kind of fantasy land with this. Russell Wilson is more of a game manager right now than he is a game breaker. But then again, because of the ability to hit the deep ball, he still has that in his back pocket. Now, that in itself makes the Giants a much more dangerous team, because we all know you win with defense in this league. And if you've got an offense that's not going to screw it up and then occasionally still hit the long ball, that makes the Giants a very formidable opponent. Now, in terms of your question about Dart, yeah, there's no doubt the Giants are very, very happy to get him. They drafted him late in the first round by moving up in that deal. Yes, but the schedule for him, it really depends on your perspective. The Giants would love for themselves to be competitive, have Wilson stay healthy, play well, keep this team in games all the way into December to where they can still talk about meaningful competitions. You know, they don't want to be out of the playoff race by October. Halloween has not been fun, all right? That's been a horror show for the Giants. They've been out of it by then in most of the last how many years. So they want to be able to go into Christmas saying there might still be some presents under the tree to unwrap. If that happens and Wilson's playing well, then the only chance you're going to see Jackson Dart is in mop-up roles, because they might want to just give him a little sampling, you know, a little teaspoon, if you will. But other than that, I think it's really going to depend on how Dable feels about Dart's own personal development. I don't think they're going to rush him in just to rush him in and make everybody in New York all excited and happy that the new kid on the block is in the game. Dable's not stupid. He's not going to do that. He's going to wait till this kid is ready. And if the Giants are competitive, there's no reason to put the kid in unless it's mop-up time. So if they're going to be as good as I think they can be and be around 500 the whole season, I truly believe there's a chance outside of mop-up you won't see Jackson Dart, you know, start a game or play significant time until 2026.
All right, makes sense. What are the things you're concerned with about the Commanders? Is it simply Jaden?
Well, there's no doubt. I mean, look at what the guy did last year. He took a 4-win team and gave him 12 wins. You know, I think it starts with him. I don't know yet what's going to happen with Deebo Samuel in that offense. You know, McLaurin's back, but hey, look at what happened last year. Lamb, Ayuk, what's his name? The guy in Cincinnati, all three of them held out. Three superstar receivers all held out. And they came in late, and the first month of the season, they really, really struggled.
Right.
So I think the Giants are very fortunate to be playing Washington opening day, because Daniels is still an incredible talent. That's true. I like the fact that if you're the Giants, that Cosme is not going to be playing, because I think he's played very well against them in the past. So I think that's something that's good. What's Connolly going to be like? You know, is he going to be wetting his pants in his first NFL game playing right tackle against the likes of Kayvon Thibodeau and Abdul Carter, perhaps? So, I think, you know, the ability for Daniels to make plays and to improvise, that's got to be the issue, but it's always going to be the issue. I don't think Washington's going to have a very good season, to be honest with you.
Ooh.
I think they're going to struggle a lot more than people think.
Why?
I think the 12 wins is a fantasy that they were able to pull off last year. I don't like their pass rush at all. I don't think their defense against the run up front is very good. I think it's a very overrated team as we go into this season.
So handicap the NFC East then.
Well, it's Philadelphia's division. But beyond that, I think it's a total crapshoot. I'm very unimpressed with Dallas's defense. I'm unimpressed with Washington's defense. And the Giants, by far, have not only the best defense in the division, but one of the best in the league, which means if their offense can just somewhat be respectable, because Dallas and Washington have better offenses than the Giants do. That's for sure. No one's going to doubt that. But again, you win in this league with defense, which allows the Giants to somewhat even the playing field a little bit. I have no idea between Washington, Dallas, and the Giants who's going to finish in second place behind Philadelphia. I really don't.
If you had to pick a survivor in week one, would you take Philly over Dallas?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, my goodness, really. Let's not kid ourselves. That Dallas team right now, they got to be reeling emotionally after what just happened with the trade of Parsons. I'll say this, all right? We know that they're explosive offensively. Obviously, you know, the trade for Pickens is a very, very big deal for them. But the offensive line is a bit of a question mark. Their running game has been totally reconstituted, so I really don't know exactly where they stand there. Can they throw it? Yeah, they got weapons. They can certainly throw it. But defensively, who are they going to stop? How are they going to stop anybody?
Hey, real quick, do you think that Malik Nabers is going to be near the top in terms of targets for the entire year? Is Wilson just going to kind of look for him, or are they going to kind of balance it out, spread around, and then use Tyrone Tracy and maybe Scattaboo whenever he's
well, he's I think with the backs you just mentioned, both of their abilities to catch the ball out of the backfield, I know the Giants feel very strongly about Theo Johnson. They think he's going to step up and be a real important part of that passing game. I think they'd like to spread it around a little bit, and that doesn't mean that Nabers, you know, what did he catch, 110 passes or whatever it was last year? I could see him catching 95.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, is that really that much of a drop-off? He'll still be the guy they feed, but I think the Giants have a much better opportunity this year to be a balanced offense, and there's one thing we know about Russell Wilson. If you, again, you look at this guy's career, he's never been one to force the ball where it doesn't belong. He's smart. He's conservative. He understands not to take chances, not to throw the ball into crowded areas. So if it means that he's got to throw 20 less targets maybe to neighbors than they would like because, hey, look at this, Wandell Robinson or Slayton or Johnson are wide open on the other side of the field. Guess what? Russell Wilson's going to get the completion. He's not going to jam it in or overthrow neighbors.
Yeah.
So, you know, your fantasy people out there, neighbors will probably put up a little bit less of the numbers he had last year. Maybe just about 1,200 yards, maybe 95 catches. But, you know, it's not about him. It's about the offense. This offense has been dreadful for 2 years. Mm-hmm. They put Russell Wilson in here to move the ball and give them chances to win, not to necessarily make Malik Nabers the NFL's leading receiver.
It's going to be interesting.
Good stuff, Paul. Right, always love you, talking Paul. To you. Thanks for the insight.
Thanks, Paul.
Anytime, fellas. Yep. Be good.
All right, buddy.
You too.
That's Paul DeTino from FAN.
He's down on my boys.
He's
down
putting
on us
the
right there with Dallas and New York.
Well, I mean, he's a Giant fan.
He's a Giant fan, but look, I think there's some. It's kind of like Saraluga is writing about and what I've been talking about.
Your boy Seth Walder from ESPN.
He brings up good points about
sub 500.
Yeah. We just don't know.
It hadn't been proven.
We just don't know.
Kinlaw needs to be huge, Hicks.
He does, and I vehemently disagree with his. Defense wins games in the NFL in 2025.
I could see you. I just see you at the corner of my eye.
The Eagles defense did win the Super Bowl.
They were very good. It's good to have a great defense, but you also need to be able to score points.
Their offense is what
you're not
beat
win a lot
the
of
Commanders.
9-6 games in the NFL in the year 2025.
Because Jaden had a pretty good game in the NFC Championship game, but the offense of the Eagles couldn't be stopped.
Yeah, they're unstoppable.
Hope Connerly just ragdolls Abdul Carter, just pancakes him all day long.
Dude,
they're going to move him around.
Think about it. With Burns, Carter,
Thibodeau.
Connerly's going to be – he's not going to know who to block.
Well, he's going to get tested in his
right?
first pro start.
They're going to run those guys at him. It's going to be wild.
I don't know if the Giants are going to finish top five like he's predicting, but they are going to be better defensively with all those additions. Because I wasn't even thinking about the guys they added in the secondary. Mm-hmm.
Coming up next, we'll switch gears, open up EB's entertainment page here on the Junkies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.